Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you now as we continue on with ACCHS. We're joined by boys basketball coach Taylor Smith. It is brought to you by L&L Construction. Well, the Tigers, again, no game on Tuesday, but they played at Jackson Heights on Friday, and the Tigers winning that nightcap 60-46. So, Coach, you've had a little bit of time. You sit on it for a minute. You dissect what went on Friday, but a 14-point win had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it did. I thought for the most part, I felt like we played well. Credit Jackson Heights. And coach over there does a pretty good job with them. You got to play for four quarters. And I felt like as we started kind of the game, we got up to like a 7-9 point lead there, and then they kind of cut it down, and then to start the third quarter, we were up 7, and then went on a big run there, got up 20, but just didn't really give the knockout punch that I felt like we should have. Then in the fourth quarter, they kind of made it close again, within single digits. And if we didn't hit, if we weren't 15 to 19 from the free throw line, it would have been closer. So, it was a nice win though, on the road and moving forward.
ACCHS currently, just a game back in the Northeast Kansas League standings with a few games left here on the schedule. So still an opportunity to grab a piece or even maybe even win the title outright. But, there's still a lot to dissect here in the next couple weeks. And I wanted to get your quick thoughts here on the 3A Marysville Substate that you guys will take part in here in a couple of weeks. And, it's always nice to just kind of look ahead and see, potential matchups and the strength of this Substate. And top to bottom, it is loaded for sure. You get number one in 3A. That's Sabetha right now, who's undefeated at 16-0. You get a top seven team in 3A with Marysville, who's won 15 of 17 games. And you guys are sitting right there in a good position in the upper half of the Substate. Have you had a chance to kind of look ahead? Do you prep sooner than later? What do you do in regards to prepping for Substate and just the overall strength that this Substate provides?
Yeah. Good question. As a coach, you kind of look at it. You kind of look at where you're seated, and then you kind of look at the teams and how they've done, the last four or five games. And just like you mentioned, you got Sabetha there, in my opinion, the best team in 3A. And then you've got Marysville, who's also, in my opinion, right there. Then we're sitting third, and then you got Nemaus Central, Concordia. Concordia plays a really, really tough league, and of course, Nemaus Central in the Big Seven with a lot of tradition. And then you got Riley County there that, again, plays in the Mid-East League, and they got only a few wins, but I know they played Rock Creek last week and played them close and big 4A school and then you got Hiawatha and so from top to bottom, as what you mentioned, it's probably one of the toughest substates in 3A. But then you mentioned we're in a good, the top half and we'll get a home game and hopefully if we keep winning. And I think right now we've got like a 3-game lead for in third place. So I think right now it'd be matchup kind of, we play the Riley County or Hiawatha. So you kind of just try to take it one game at a time. Try to focus in on, like Friday night we'll play Valley Falls and then we got McLaus, and you got to be playing your best time. You got to be playing your best ball at this time of the year. If you're not, you're probably getting beat.
Yeah, and they say the toughest game on your schedule is usually always the next game up. And for this case, it's going to be at Valley Falls on Friday. And a team that's 500, they've had some good wins this year, certainly have some good talent. They have one of the best players in the league in Zach Evans, who's a reigning athlete of the week. He's been putting up, monster numbers this season. He is certainly one to keep an eye on. You guys won the first meeting by 9, but that was back in mid-December. I think both teams might be a little bit different now.
Yeah, for sure. I think the Cervantes kid, he's back. He's back. So he definitely creates another element. Not so much from the offensive side, but defensively, he's just a good all around solid player. And then of course you got Zach, what you mentioned there. And I've mentioned before, but he's a good, real nice player. probably one of the best players around. And so, you know, those two especially, you know, we got to be prepared. And we've got to expect that we're going to get everybody's best game, you know, from here on out. And their big man is getting better as well. And so, you know, they beat Oskaloosa there last week and then lost to Horton, but, you know, that was a good game. And then Horton just beat JCN last night. And so we'll have to be ready to go. And I'm excited. I'm sure it'll be a lot of people there in a good environment.
ACCHS boys basketball coach, that's Taylor Smith. He joins us each and every week. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, his team at 10-5. Good spot in the sub-state, but we'll keep an eye on that here in the next couple weeks. They're back in action on Friday at Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday.
Yep, you bet. Thanks.